AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's been a while since we've been able to move beyond the restrictions. It's Memorial Day weekend.
The pandemic restrictions are easing and millions of Americans are traveling for the holiday. The AAA predicts a 60% increase in travel over last year. The Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says you ought to get ready for those long lines at the airport. And the pandemic sent many hotel housekeepers home, so the sheets in your room may not get changed as often. And if you have to rent a car, the average price has doubled from a year ago. Homeland Secretary Mayorkas also says the government is looking closely at the possibility of vaccine passports for travel into and out of the U.S. That means you'd have to prove you've been vaccinated. I'm Rita Foley.
The Senate is expected to move ahead toward a vote on creation of a commission to look into the January Capitol riot. Republicans have said the commission would favor Democrats, and there is already work being done to look into the riots. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar says more is needed than what is being done already in the Senate.
It's an important report, and we're proud of our work, but it is no substitute for a 9/11 style commission. And I implore our colleagues to vote with us to get this done.
President Biden's proposed $6 trillion budget for next year does not slow spiking government debt. Instead, looks for tax hikes on corporations and the wealthy to pay for ambitious infrastructure and safety net programs. A judge agreed to appoint a special master to protect attorney-client privilege during a review of material seized from Rudy Giuliani and another lawyer who represented former President Donald Trump. Three Washington State police officers are due in court to face charges in the restraint death last year of a black man, Manuel Ellis, who repeatedly told them he could not breathe. Two of the officers are charged with second-degree murder. Stocks are higher in the early going on Wall Street. This is AP News. An unidentified attacker stabbed a police officer at her station in France, then shot two other officers before being killed by police.
France's National Gendarme Service says the slain suspect's identity is being verified and the motive for the violence is unclear. The three officers wounded are not in a life-threatening condition. French police deployed helicopters, search dogs, and more than 200 personnel to find the suspect and close nearby schools and stores. The service says when he was located, he fired on officers trying to arrest him, and they shot back. Domestic security and attacks on police are a big political issue in France ahead of upcoming elections. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Belarus's leader discussed closer economic ties with Russia as he sought support from his main backer amid a bruising showdown with the European Union over the forced diversion of a passenger jet to arrest a dissident journalist. Ed Donahue, AP News.